Okay, let's take in a couple WhatsApp messages before we go back to the line. This one says, good morning. I need some clarity on the VAT that has been added to the online transactions. I personally don't think the Prime Minister considered persons who do online education courses. And what about the 2%? Does it stay? I don't think it's fair to have both. Confused listener. This one says, I don't agree with the first caller. Not because someone is a party faithful means that that person should get a big pick. I agree with you, moderator. Don't put square pegs in wrong holes. This one says, Corey, I think you missed the mark with the first caller. That was pure sarcasm. He is still campaigning. Like, duh. Anyhow, this one says, very disappointed in returning board members. We need fresh ideas and new methods. I would like the government to reconsider. One more, we come back to the line, so get close to your telephones and be prepared to speak to me when we come over. This one says, I would like to see us mixing up the young guys with the experienced guys so that they can show them what needs to be done. Okay. Brass Stacks, good morning. You are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Lane.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Kelman.
How are you?
I am fine, thanks. And you?
I got a similar report.
Oh, okay. Good. I like that.
I want to talk to you a little regarding the good sister who called regarding the transportation. Mm-hmm. Details and the awards she gave, I think it sounds like from down the north.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she's still listening. Now, you made a very good effort in trying to get her to understand the difference in the sort of work that they do. But when she went off the air, I still heard her saying, but there is a market out there. Well, I'd like to help you help her in the fact that the transport board provides us with a service. The PSVs, they are business people whose business we find a service in. They don't supply us with any service. You see, we pay our taxes and the government is duty-bound to regard the travelers who wouldn't have a car and find something for them to be transported by. Not the minibus people.
Mm-hmm.
The PSVs couldn't care less whether you had a car or not. When they bring their vehicle out there, they're trying to make some money. You get a service out of it because it transports you. But they can decide, well, we've had enough. We finish work at 3 o'clock. They owe you nothing. The government does. And that's why the government will run a transport business up to a particular time. And that time will be until they think the last person
mm-hmm.
out of the place. That is being responsible. But the PSV's responsibility does not come on their menu at all. Mm-hmm. Business does. And we find a service out of their business. I sincerely hope she understands that so that when they are still on the road, although there's a market, the people have had enough money off for whatever reason, we shut shop for tonight.
Right, you're not telling her anything different to what I told her.
I sincerely hope that she understood what you said because she ended by saying, but there's still a market.
But no, what would happen is, remember that as much as you or I may speak, at the end of the day, she's not interested in that. No, she wants the service. She wants to get home. And many others in the north, they want to get home. So they see it as easy as, you have ZRs here. We don't have enough buses. Let these ZRs work. But then you have to put the two considerations. I think I got a message. I didn't read it from the WhatsApp where, right, exactly. Someone, one of the persons here working say, yes, I agree, Corey. Security is paramount. People are generally afraid to work after dark when it comes because you have people believe that you have large sums of money, cash, hanging around these vans, and therefore they will attack the vans.
Yeah.
So, you know.
You see, if you go to the doctor and he says to you, it is going to be necessary that I amputate this limb. You don't want that. But some people say, there's nothing you can do. No? But a time comes when you have to amputate a limb to save your life. So although the person does not want the layoff or whatever it is, and they are looking forward to, you can't really say it has to come off. So you've got to understand things will not always run the way you would like it to be, and sometimes for very good reason. You ever heard the cliche that adage that life is not a bed of roses? But remember, even if it were, the most fierce thorns you'll find on a rose tree. Have a good day.
Thank you very much, sir. Brass Tacks, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Corey.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I want to deal with two things briefly here. Mm-hmm. I was looking at the article on Thursday, June the 20th, dealing with the NHC and Mr. Edgell on being on the board as deputy chairman.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know for sure that some reporters, it was done by Sherilyn A. Topping. Sometimes they need to do more research because Mr. Edgell retired from the NHC.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't transfer. He didn't get a transfer from the NHC. Sometimes they get transfers, but this was not a transfer. So they could have done more research to get the facts because you bring it to the public, and the public tend to go with what they read in the newspapers.
True.
And the boards are gazetted because if you look at it, it's today's paper dealing with the CBC board. You will see that this information comes from the Government Information Service. So what I am saying to reporters, because I believe that all the boards should be they are gazetted, which means they're public, and the newspapers should get the information and carry it. Sometimes the newspapers will tell you this body's chairman, deputy, and that is it. But when you read the article in today's paper dealing with CBC, and I would like to congratulate the entire board, but especially Ms. Melba Smith and Dr. Sharon Marshall, they have the board, the entire board is there. That is what it is. So it is about bringing information to the public and reporters doing a little more research so they can bring the facts to the readers. That is my contribution for you there, sir.
Okay, thank you. I hope that they're listening, though, because I do agree with you. After information goes out, even if you put a correction, there's no guarantee that everybody that saw that information will see the retraction. And therefore, we need to try harder to get it right the first time. And that is why research and proper research is so critical. Now, I would admit, sometimes even for myself, when I'm doing research, sometimes you may look up something and it gives you information. That does not mean that is the correct information. So you have to go and cross-reference and do a lot of, you know, checking and rechecking to ensure the information is correct. In the water research, I made it my business to look up what were the international standards, what were the scientific standards, and all these various things. And then I went and I sat with the engineer, the chief engineer of the Barbados Water Authority then, just so that you can get and, you know, make sure that you have the correct information, and then the information is relevant to your locality, so it is relevant to Barbados. So all those are things that I know that once we put in out information, it's things that we need to do. Okay, Brass Tacks, good morning. You on the air?
Morning, sir.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. And you?
I'm well, sir.
Good, good.
I wanted to come in on this water situation in Barbados, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see the gullies that we have in Barbados?
Mm-hmm, yes.
You know how those gullies were farmed?
No, please, tell us.
They were farmed from large rivers in Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not 100% sure, but after a number of years of these rivers on top, they went underground. I have not yet found out why. But good evidence is, if you know Coles Cave,
mm-hmm.
If you've ever gone to Coors Cave, or anybody that listening have ever gone to Coors Cave, when you get into the cave, you will hear this roar, like water is going to burst the stone and come out. A large river. I'm talking about an extreme. The sound is large rivers on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And
I've been into Coors Cave a number of times, Carl, and I must tell you, I never heard that.
You never hear the river.
I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I've been in there so many times, and I've never heard it, not once.
And I'm sure other people will tell you about that. You can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear it. Mm-hmm. But then when you look on the ground, there is that trickle of crystal clear water.
Yes, I saw. I see that. Yeah.
In Coors Cave.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you that. And there is a river, but you can only hear it. You mm-hmm. can.
Right, we know that we are made up of gullies and caves right across the island.
Those things are where water ran before.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you the evidence. You know Redland Plantation?
Yes, I do.
In St. John?
Yes, please.
You know there is a road. You know there is a road right above Redland that carry you to St. John, Wilson Hill area.
Correct.
Good.
To the east.
Now, there is right above Redland Plantation, there is a gully that come right there and stop, and the road goes on. What you think? That part is high where the road is.
Mm-hmm.
The gully is deep. What you think it stopped there?
No, geologist, I have no idea.
Let me give evidence for that. Because it ran into water. That's why, if it was more land, it would cut where the road is.
Show.
Right? Mm-hmm. But if, since it was water, it cannot cut. And if you come back to Sweet Bottom, and you look to your left, you can see Sweet Vale number 1 and Sweet Vale number 2.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two waterwork pumps.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go back to Redland, and you will see that there are catchments of water now, settlements that they are using for irrigation purpose. If you go further up, there's a place called Tappy Pond that never dripped from the time I born. Water has always been there.
Right. That's a variance of what this person is saying. Please let the caller know that the reason why we don't have many large surface rivers is because of the coral limestone, which is porous and wears with time, and water permeates easily, leading to leach on the ground. So I guess it will have to be a serious flow of water into where you're speaking about to maintain the levels, because other than that, it will be going through the water table at such a rapid rate, like most other parts of Barbados, especially in the Zone 1 and Zone 2 areas.
Corey, I can't answer that.
Mm-hmm.
The evidence is that the water can't run out of Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the water ain't going to leak out.
Mm-hmm.
The water cannot leak out.
Where does it go?
It got to run underground.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the impermeable soil, the chalk soil.
Right.
That water can't pass. If you go up Sugar Hill, up in Chalky Mountain, at the side of the rock that you could break off piece. But when you get in St. John and St. George, for instance, Yarrica Pond and Kendall, that pond don't dry up. The reason is that the chalk soil is present. At Bormiston pumping station, there's a source, a river on the ground that they got a boat in there. Because there's a chalk soil, which is known as an impermeable soil, that the water cannot get through that.
I like this. I didn't come here expecting to talk about water today, but I got a lot of experts on, or a lot of people with information. And I think that it is good to be able to share this information with you.
I don't want you to deal with the expert because I thought...
No, when I say experts, I mean people that really sound like they know what they're talking about.
Right.
So I mean it in a positive way. This one says, good morning. Tell that caller that our water levels have fallen and a lot of the water sources that the factories use have somewhat depleted. The Barbados Water Authority tried to tap into the well that Andrew used and they had to abandon it because the levels were too low and often absent. Also, as someone living and working with cane, we have been suffering with lower yields because of drought for years now. I agree that we need to harvest water more efficiently and effectively, but this theory about old factory wells is without merit, as the Barbados Water Authority continues to try to exploit these, but a lot of them are not worth the time and cost. When they do find water, the levels are too low, that is brackish water. We really need to harvest and store water when it rains rather than waiting for infiltration to groundwater to be our only source. We need a combination of options, as well now as having larger population with higher demands and less from natural sources. He says, look, here yet is another one. A coral island cannot have surface river. The ground is too porous. So there is some information for us.
No, that information for the last person. That
I know. It's a mixture between the two, because in terms of the porous water is what we're talking about. And I think it kind of gels everything that we have been saying. Go ahead. Finish up.
I want to say this. I spoke to you already. And once it was on the thing, I said that in St. Andrew, you can't have a water table because the impermeable soil is atop the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be more than 3 feet, some places 2 feet. And when water, if rain falls, it pushes, when it meets the water table, the impermeable soil, it will push off the top soil.
Mm-hmm.
That's because it is not deep.
Right. That's what causes a lot of the slippage and so on.
That's reason for the slippage mm-hmm. in the Scotland area.
Correct.
Which is the oldest part of Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
I want to bring you back to Dash Valley.
And they want you to bring it home, though, because they got to take
let me
break.
Bring it home, man. Let me bring you to Dash Valley. Right? And Dash Valley start from the you. If you went to river, you ever see the whole river covered with water? The entire river plantation it has been covered with water more than once. And I'm saying to you that with that, there is large underground rivers. And I don't think that we are going to be depleted by water. And my last point to you is that the measurement of rainfall in Barbados is very substandard as compared with years before. Plantations had rain gauges. Police station had them. The only place now you just get a rainfall is from a airport. The lowest rainfall is. You don't agree with that?
No, yeah, I get where you're coming from. But I want to thank you for taking your time really to share that information, and those who have sent the WhatsApps really in terms, because you know, only when outside gets really dry, we're interested in this information, and when we have the water outages. But I guess it's good for us to really understand what's happening around us, and we can make the relevant changes in our lifestyle as we conserve water, because it is really important. 11 o'clock, the Friday edition of Down to Brass Tacks.
4D Entertainment would like to say a huge thank you to all of our sponsors and partners, with The Flow, Soca on the Hill, title sponsor Flow, gold sponsors BTMI, Banks, Life Nice, Remy Martin, 1738, Mount Gay Black Barrel Rum, Douglas Hill, Famous Grouse 12, Yellow, We Know Barbados, Starcom Network, and Hot 95.3 FM, silver sponsors Standard and Furniture of America, DB Productions, CBC TVA, 98.1 The One, Socatologist, Slam 101.1 FM, bronze sponsors DV Southwinds, SMJ, FIFA, Turbo, Guinness, Barbados Lottery, Stoli Vodka, Piper Heidsieck Champagne, Brunswick, Anchor Cheese, Helados Bon Ice Cream, Trinidad Juices, Ocean Fisheries, Trident 10 TV, Guardsman, Chef Craig, Ida Nice, Barbados Water Authority, and the 4D Entertainment Inc. Special thanks also go out to our friends and associates, Ocean Blue Graphics, Island Care Ambulance, One Media, Freaks Customs, CGI Insurance, Page and Movement, Basso D, Studio B, Coral Mist Hotel, Blue Orchid Beach Hotel, QSI, Elko Rentals, Nation News, Williams Equipment Rentals, Lewis Concrete Works, and the Lewis Fencing, His and Hers Beauty Bar, and Ticket Link. We thank you for your continued support of The Flow Soca on the Hill, the world's greatest soca party.
Save more with the Quartz 3-day sale. Get the TCL 39-inch smart LED TV for just $599.90. You save $400. Get any Sleep On It twin, double, or queen mattress for the low price of $399.99. Purchase the Whirlpool 30-inch gas stove and save a massive $400. Get a free gift with select purchases. Also get 20% off small appliances. At Quartz, you can shop now and pay nothing down for 30 days. Terms and conditions apply. Ask in store for details. Quartz, bringing value home.
Fireworks 2018, Kropover starts here.
D2 Point Live and Laurie Mears. You better miss this year.
2:30 p.m., Monday to Friday. Fireworks is brought to you with the kind compliments of West Indian Waterproofing. Waterproofing means us. The legendary 8-Ball Sports Bar, located at St. Stephen's Hill, Blackrock. Open from 11 a.m. until, and rent a bin for all your skip and garbage needs. People's Monarch 2018. Who will it be? $15,000. Winner takes all. With a grand final playoff on Thursday, August 2nd, the winner will be known on Friday, August 3rd. But before that, we need quarterfinalists. And you can choose four. That's right. Wildcard Wednesday. Wednesday, July the 18th, 2018, from 6 a.m. until midnight. You will choose from a list of 25 songs posted online. And then, on Thursday, July 19th, at 2:45 p.m., the quarterfinalists will be known. Get ready for People's Monarch 2018, brought to you in association with Burger King and Starcom Network.
Sun Power, hot water system.
A Sun Power hot water systems panel has 25% larger inner diameter tubing and 20% thicker fins than other hot water systems. The smaller tubing of the other products will cause faster line blockage and less product life. A SunPower hot water system lasts longer than the others and saves you more on maintenance costs. Call one of our sales reps at 428-0634 and get your SunPower today.
Get your SunPower.
Okay, again, let's take in some more WhatsApp, see if we find out what's happening. Oh, there this one says, good morning, Mr. Lane. Quite recently, a number of attorneys were elevated to Queen's Council. Can you shed light on the requirements to make one worthy of such elevation? Now, this is a question I've heard over a period of time in Queen's Council and Justice of Peace. What are the requirements? What are the criteria? I don't know. I'll try to find out for you. I've been trying to find out for myself. I was told that, or no, let me leave that there. Tell the caller from the north that it's going to get much worse after July 1st when the fuel tax starts to bite the PSV operators. The service cannot continue to be provided at $2. This question here. Good morning. I would like to know why gas went up by 20 cents per liter the day before the budget. When oil was $120 a barrel, it was not $3.60 per liter. Oil is at $80 per barrel and falling. Why did it go to $3.60 per liter? Now, let me say this about this whole idea of the fluctuating cost of gasoline at the pump. I remember a statement by the now Prime Minister. I believe it was in the 2013 election. And she said that on attaining office, so I think it's probably this election or early in some campaign, but I remember it being said, on attaining the office of government, one of her first tasks will be to send a letter to the permanent secretary responsible for the Ministry of Energy to make sure that we get back to the days prior to 2008 when we troubled the subsidy on fuel, particularly diesel, because he understood the economic travesty that that would have helped to create. I am wondering if the PS in the Ministry of Energy got that letter yet. I am just wondering. Brastats, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Corey.
Hey, good morning.
Let me make a few comments, if you permit me, to regarding water problems. I would say that
we talking water today. What kind of water, though, we sure?
it's number two on the chain of life, Corey.
Yes,
number two.
Number one being what, oxygen?
Oxygen, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
Second only to oxygen. Next in line is food. And
okay.
Food is, okay.
Number two is enough. Go ahead.
We need a multi-pronged approach to dealing with our water issues. The caller who mentioned Redland and those areas and so on, he sounded like a senior person to me, and he's absolutely speaking from experience position, and he's making some pretty serious points. There is in fact a water table there in that area. That's where the bore well. If you remember, the Water Authority recently put a bore well in that area to supply some parts of St. Joseph's and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It was tapping into that water table. The porous aspect of the land that is takes the water into the aquifers. All the aquifer tables are sealed in a manner that it doesn't go any further. That's why there's a table, and that's why they have been formed. And the water in that area, it builds up. That's when you have high levels, and when it's down and it's in seriously threatened, you get to the backer section, because the fresher water remains to the top. And what has been happening is all rainfall. Because we have less absorption going into there's a lot more runoff, and the runoff, as you know, it heads back to where it came from, back into the sea. What we need to do is to trap and cap that water. That even though the rainfalls have perhaps been different, the amount of water that we get during heavy and extremely high inches of measurements of rainfall. So the time window of the fall rainfall might be short. Let's say you have 3 months of rainfall, but if you had to do the measurements, in fact, you will find that you're not really getting less rainfall if you do it by measurement. But if you do it over a month, if you measure it in terms of the duration of months, it will seem like less. So those are some of the areas that we have to approach. We have higher consumption, more population. We have more roofs and so on, like one of your previous callers mentioned. There's a lot more concrete, a lot more. So, and the topography of the land is changed. There are no longer hedgerows, the cascas grass to retain the water and have it to get into the aquifers. So there's less going into the aquifers, higher consumption, and more runoff.
I think one of the things that we need to do is to merge the idea of local knowledge and experience with scientific and data-based approach. We've moved on a lot. We have these scientific approaches, and I think we sometimes just dabble with them, but I think we have to have the data, so that when you say we have more, we have less, we can actually come from a very scientific application and understand how we actually looking at the various indicators when we do the measurement.
Absolutely, you're saying that with regards to what my comment about
and across the board
rainfall period, mm-hmm. as well as the amount of high levels of the volume that is falling within an hour.
Correct.
So is it actually are we getting less rain, or are we having a shorter rain period?
Correct. And I saw articles that I respect. No, I see that, and I don't think that we need to be behind a 20 years behind with certain technologies. I've seen that they have drone technology now that can actually measure these things in real time and have real time updates with all these things. And I think that instead of frowning on the technology, and the first reaction is to ban, or to say it's too expensive, that we actually invest, and not the word invest, not purchase, not buy, not spend, but invest in some technology and data collection that can help us to make some informed decisions. Now, I want to make a call on the Ministry of Agriculture, and I can be making a formal call there soon, but I've seen a lot of the other ministers out front doing some stuff. So we have the Minister of the Environment doing a cleanup, I think, tomorrow. Someone on your website is suggesting they would like to see it every 3 months, and I agree. We see the ministry within the responsibility for water resources doing the cleanup at the South Coast and the tanks and so on, and everybody out front. And we see the minister, the maritime, you know, doing the sargassum seaweed. And I would like to see the Minister of Agriculture do once and for all what needed to be done with agriculture, and that is to get us from bush to food. From bush to food. Get those tractors working, or let us bring in some donkeys and let them pull some carts. We need to get from bush to food.
We need to, in order to be able to do that successfully, we have to address the monkey problem. Mm-hmm. They are a major, major problem. Mm-hmm. So when you send your correspondence, make sure that you include that question as well.
Yeah, I would try to, because I love monkeys. The four-legged type.
If you want to keep a pet one, that's fine. I don't have an issue with that.
But I know how the whole thing, how destructive they could be.
If the multiplying population, they're unimpeded, and they're multiplying rapidly because they are, you know, nothing is, they don't die that fast. I'm not sure what the lifespan is, but they're a menace.
No, I get you. There is to mitigate with them. I would remember working with a school in the St. Michael area, and the monkeys were terrorizing their agricultural product. They were not even eating them. They were just pulling them up for fun. And we had to do some research, and we solved that problem with a rubber snake, because monkeys hate snakes. So you just put a rubber snake out there, and you move it around every couple of days.
They are a threat to our food security, and we need to look at it. Sargasm and the sargasm and the part of the all problem with water, the rapid runoffs that going, that's heading back into the sea, that is contributing to the growth of the sargasm. So that is
it is.
Yes, you can check it out. It is a contributing factor. You
get, I thought it was the rising temperature of the ocean. I'm not going to disagree, because I don't know. I just ask you if it is. I'm going to do my research on it. Dennis agrees, so it must be true.
It's getting fair.
Sir, I'm not arguing with you. I'm going to check it out. I never heard of that before, and I will check it out. I don't disagree with things because I don't know. I go and check out if I don't know. Okay?
Have
a wonderful day, and thank you for sharing your information, sharing your knowledge with us. Brad Stats, good morning. You on the air? Okay, let's take a break. We come back to Down to Brass Stats right after this.